What's your name?
Dilber.
And where are you from?
My family is Turkish. I was born in this country.
Okay. Turkey is giving George Bush a hard time. What do you think?
Well, it's only fair because after the last Gulf War, we were good allies with the U.S. and they left us with a big problem. We've suffered economically from the last Gulf War, and we also had our own problems with terrorism with the Kurds, and we had no help. And I don't think it's fair that the U.S. should expect us to make enemies of our neighbors and put ourselves at risk.
How big is the Turkish community in the United States?
It's hard to say. It's because it's not just Turkish. We also have Turkic people from the former Soviet Union, from Central Asia. It is pretty big. It's just not very vocal. So it's hard to tell. I couldn't give a numerical estimate. I'm sorry.
Is this a community that sticks together and go to the same community centers, restaurants?
Again, it's very hard to say because, you know, the Turkish people are so diverse. And many Turks have assimilated into the American society. So it's hard, you know, you can't like see somebody on the street and say that person is Turkish. It's very hard. But I know, for example, my personal community is the Uzbek community, and we are in New Jersey, we're in this area, and we are pretty close. You know, we do have a network, you know, but we don't have a specific mosque we go to, for example. You know, we go to, like, for example, the Mosque in Falls Church or the Saudi Academy, you know, places like that.
Are you in Patterson or Jersey City or?
Oh, I live in Virginia, actually.
How big do you think your contingent here is today?
Well, I'm not with any specific contingent. I was supposed to meet some friends and family members, but I couldn't find them because it's so large. But I'm not with any specific contingent.
Yeah, we haven't seen the Turkish people involved in this demonstration. You think they're here to stay?
I'm sure there's a few Turks scattered around. I know with the last demonstration, there was, you know, I did see some Turkish flags and so on. But yeah, like I said, they're not very vocal. And, you know, unfortunately, I haven't seen any today.
Mm-hmm. Is there a move by the people in this country to call home and tell the people to try to stop their government from voting the wrong way and allowing the U.S. to come in?
Right. Well, actually, the government the party that's in control in Turkey now is more of a religious, not fundamentalist, but religious party than in the past. In the past, it was more center left or central, and they would be more compliant with the U.S. But the party that is voted in now is not as compliant. So I think that in that way, the Turkish people have said, you know what, it's almost like a reactionism, you know, and saying that, you know, we don't want to go along with the West like we've been doing, you know, for all these decades.
If the war breaks out, what do you think the Turkish people will do here?
Well, the Turkish people here, nobody likes Saddam. Many people, you know, like my sister, she was visiting very recently from Istanbul, and, you know, she's telling us, like, you know, Saddam is a terrible person, of course. But, you know, of course, the Turkish people don't want a war because they border Iraq. The missiles from Iraq, they are much more at risk than we are in this country. So, of course, they don't want a war. And again, they don't want to deal with the refugee problem that they dealt with the last Gulf War. I don't know what the Turkish community here, because again, there isn't a political Turkish group in this area. And I don't know what the Turkish community, I think they would just, you know, walk alongside with their Muslim brothers and sisters, as I'm sure some are doing today. We just can't see it.
What is the state of commerce or business between Iraq or even, for that matter, the other countries and Turkey?
Well, Turkey went a lot. Turkey is following the sanctions against Iraq, and that has hurt. That is one of the reasons why our economy is doing very, very poorly right now. The sanctions have hurt us very, very badly because Iraq was one of our biggest trading partners. They would trade us like cheap fuel, cheap oil, and we would trade them, you know, food, machinery, equipment, so on and so forth. And for the past a decade or so, we haven't been able to do that. And as I said, that's hurt our economy very badly. The fuel prices in Turkey are worse than they are in this country. And as I said, right now, Turkey is supporting the sanctions. Turkey is just struggling to become a member of the economic community, of the European community. But we're realizing now, we've probably known all along, that they will never accept Turkey, that the economic community of Europe will never accept an Islamic country, even though we are secular.
So are you in favor of lifting the the sanction against Iran?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Welcome to the peace movement.
Thank you. All proud.